Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Dear Scott.
To Scott, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak. I was just wondering, is your friend Chris, who has recently been on about football merchandise, the phone adverts, and getting the hairdryer noise to number one, the same Chris that was on ages ago, whinging about how he shouldn't have lost Get Your Own Back because the petals were miscounted?
That is the same Chris, my mate Chris, who feels that he was robbed on Get Your Own Back when he was a kid, that programme with Dave Benson Phillips, DBP. And we never actually got around to doing that in true us style, but he wanted to have some kind of rematch, because if you watch the YouTube video back, Dave was wrong and Chris did actually kind of clinch that, I think. So
he definitely counted the petals wrong.
There's
no denying that.
Yeah, okay, so Chris wants some kind of rematch. We haven't managed to sort that out yet, but it is one of the things he does go on to me most about, to be honest. When are we doing that rematch with Benson Phillips? But yes, it is the same Chris, the same one that had all the leftover England merchandise.
And his candle of hope.
The same one that lit the candle of hope. And the same one that we spoke to on this show the other day. I tried to get him on in disguise on the show. I told him that he could be anonymous and that I would change his voice using our voice changer. But I messed up on the buttons. This is how it went. Let's speak to the person with the problem. Hello, mystery caller.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Oh, no.
Who's on me?
Oh, no.
Is that Chris?
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I put the voice changer on Becky instead of Chris. Sorry about that. Let's carry on with the email first.
If so, he's not as annoying now as he was back then. High five, I love you, Harriet, 17, off of Cambridge.
Thanks, Harriet. He'll be pleased with that, that he's not as annoying as he used to be. I'll pass that on to him. His latest thing, which he was telling me yesterday, in DJ Magazine, which is a respectable music magazine, they have this campaign every year where they announce the top 100 DJs in the world.
What number are you?
It's kind of more club DJs.
Oh.
So, like, Sasha will be number one or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Tiesto.
Flowerpot.
Yeah. And at the moment, the campaign is growing and growing to get Jimmy Savile listed, Sir Jimmy Savile, listed as the greatest DJ in the world.
Is he club DJ now?
No, I think that's the joke.
Oh.
So it's a Facebook campaign, it's for DJ Mag, and it does seem to be gathering some speed if you want to get involved. It's similar to the Christmas number one battle last year, I suppose, between Joe McElderry and Rage Against the Machine. But it is a large campaign to get Sir Jimmy Savile listed as the greatest DJ in the world on DJ Mag. He's on a bit of a mission with that at the moment, that's his latest thing.
Frankie Dettori needs to be in there as well, I
definitely
think.
Next.
On the next best of... Oh, can you play the clip where Timmy Trendy calls the fashion designer dude off of Britain's Next Top Model? I remember laughing at that for ages. Thank you, smiley, Stuart.
Well, seeing as you are Stuart, Timmy Trendy will be featured in the best of... Oh, what's occurring today at 7:45. That'll be on at 7:45 today. Timmy Trendy back on calling. What was that guy's name? Is it Louis someone from Britain's Next Top Model?
He phoned loads of people, didn't he?
Yeah.
He phoned loads of people commenting on their style.
Yeah, Fern Cotton.
Yeah.
That didn't go down well.
Right.
Anyway, so that one's on at 7:45 on the best of Oh, What's Occurring? One that doesn't speak is so into Britain's Next Top Model at the moment. Was it the one last night where they met Alicia Dixon that you saw? Was it good? Was it better than them getting covered in chocolate? No. But still a good show. Apparently, though, there was a trailer on for the Australian version. And it's a bit like Come Dine With Me, you know? The Come Dine With Me here is fairly restrained, generally. The one in Australia is like,
I've got a picture of your boobs on my phone.
Do you remember they showed it? They showed it on Channel 4 the other day. And it's similar on Australia's Next Top Model. Someone caught us like, she's a real moose. Like, you don't get that, do you, on the British version?
No.
Nah, she's a moose.
Next, please.
Dear Scott, Savaloy girl, and the one who doesn't speak. Now, I'm sorry if I weird you out here, but am I the only person who sees the similarities between Chappers and Nick Knowles? I seriously think they look quite similar, and it seems as if they both have appalling tastes in fashion. Anyway, hate the show. Just trying to make things different. Love and high fives from Jordan off of Market Bosworth.
Thank you, Jordan. I guess there is a certain similarity. It's the kind of ruggedness, isn't it? That's what it is.
Yeah. I don't think they've both got appalling sense in fashion.
Knowles has.
Really?
Well,
I quite like that cowboy jacket in hindsight.
No. You can imagine that. If that got rained on, oh,
it would smell bad.
Of just wet dog. And also, I'll give this to Knowles. He can sing a lot better than Chappers.
There's no denying those who are trying to poison our minds.
That is Nick Knowles singing, which he can do rather well, as you can hear.
Have you heard the latest Knowles news?
What's the latest Knowles news?
OMG, he's not having a good time of it.
Why?
He's just done a new quiz show.
Yeah.
He's done 30 episodes. And out of his 30 episodes, he's got to re-record 26 of them.
Why?
Because the contestants could see the answers on the monitor that should have been pointing the other way.
Oh, no, I did hear about this. I think it was Monday I heard about this, yeah. What, so they could see the answers on a monitor?
Yeah.
And surprisingly, they were getting most of them right.
But I love it how obviously none of them said anything. That's brilliant, isn't it? Because they're all just secretly thinking, yes!
Yeah.
Not realising that everybody else can see them too.
Knowles doesn't realise he's wearing his wet dog jacket. Oh dear, that's...
Bless him, that's been pushed back to the winter now, rubbish.
That's it. Oh no, gut it for Knowles.
I was hoping some more Knowles by the autumn, but no, he's going to have to go back till Christmas.
It's going to be later than that now if they've got to do 26 new episodes. Next.
Dear Scott and Becky and the one who spoke once and the PR for L.
Hiya.
Spoon to Spoon Dave Spoon to Spoon Dave Spoon. If you don't remember what I'm talking about, it came from a song called Badditude in summer 2008.
That's right. There was a song called Badditude.
And in 2008.
In 2008. And it was by a bloke called Dave Spoon. This is the hottest curry in the world. But how many spoons can Dave Spoon spoon down? So that was one of our Oh What's Occurring situations. And this happened. All right?
No.
So that is now two spoons of the hottest curry in the world. Well done. Can we go for spoon number three?
No. No, I can't do it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's all over, and that is two spoons for Dave Spoon. So that was two spoons of the hot curry that Dave Spoon, pop star of the time, managed. And then we christened him.
Yeah, there was something in the song, wasn't it, that we kept singing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the song went...
Yes, I remember now.
And because he can only manage two spoons of hot curry, we used to go... Spoon, two spoons, Dave Spoon. Two spoons, Dave Spoon. Two spoons, Dave Spoon. Spoon! Yes.
I was just listening to some of your podcasts and stumbled upon that one from that summer 2 years ago. I still remember where I was when you first started doing that Dave Spoon thing. I loved that summer.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah. I mean, most people remember, you know, where they were when Princess Diana died or, you know, Michael Jackson. Do you think many people remember the first time they heard Two Spoons, Dave Spoon! Two Spoons, Dave Spoon!
This summer kind of sucks because I'm stuck at home. My mum's working, my dad is in Afghanistan, so I'm home alone. Sad smiley. Aww. Don't worry, Radio 1 is helping ease my boredom. Thank you. Leo, off of Cambridgeshire.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
It's time to play the best of Oh What's Occurring. Is Stuart on the line? Have you forgotten that as well?
No, he's there.
The best, the best, the best, the best of...
Oh,
What's occurring?
Okay, then. Hi, Stuart.
Hiya.
You right?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not much.
What did you do since I last spoke to you in 24 hours?
What did I do? I went swimming. And, yeah, so I managed to think of Link's chocolate in the swimming pool, which I thought was quite impressive.
You did what?
No, not me. So I managed to think of Link's chocolate whilst in the swimming pool, which I thought was quite impressive.
Someone stank of Link's chocolate? I didn't know they had Link's chocolate.
Really?
Is that a new one?
Not really.
Does it actually smell of chocolate?
No, it smells a bit sickly. I'm not a fan.
Were they quite close to you? Were they like...
No, it's just every now and again. You were... Instead of smell of chlorine, you just got that. And it wasn't... No, it weren't great.
I don't like it when people don't shower before they go in the pool. That's mingling.
Certainly is. How's your presents coming on for your friend?
Oh, all right, yeah. Nothing new yet, though.
All right.
I saw you on the Mongols Uncovered or whatever it is. A nice freeze frame of your face being here.
Oh, yeah, this is a show that features puppets, an adult
Mongols show. Uncovered, have they been to Ibiza?
What, the puppets?
Yeah, I'd love
the
that.
The metrosexual fox goes to Pasha. No, it's a show on BBC Three. We talked about this in the afternoon, where I get my head repeatedly smashed against a radio desk by a fox. It's a bit weird. Do they have an Uncovered show, did they? Like a behind-the-scenes All Access?
Yeah, it was last night, and there was a nice screenshot of that.
Ah, on BBC Three?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. OK, are you ready to play today's What's Occurring?
I am.
Let's do it.
The best, the best, the best, the best.
We had a lot of texts about this yesterday, and you do remind me of Noel Fielding when he plays that character in the cupboard on the IT Crowd. Has anyone ever said that to you before?
Me?
Yeah.
What? No.
No?
You do. We got a lot of texts yesterday saying that you remind people of Noel Fielding.
How does that make you feel?
All right, then.
You could. There's worse people to be associated with.
I guess so.
Why, what other famous people have people said you like?
Noel Edmonds?
Noel Edmonds, could
that
be worse.
That could be worse.
Anyone else?
Noel off hearsay, see? You've got
yeah,
the best
you see,
Noel.
You've got the best Noel out of all of them, I think.
Okay, I'll take Noel Field in then.
Yeah. What time do you normally wake up, Stuart?
I don't know, two-ish?
Two, yeah?
Yeah.
That explains a lot. Okay, let's play the game. You know the one that doesn't speak? He loves everything Brazilian. Are you aware of that?
I wasn't.
Yeah, he does. So, it's a simple question. Did this a while back. How many questions about Brazil could the one that doesn't speak answer in 60 seconds whilst having a Brazilian? Stuart?
Three.
Three questions. And Becky.
I still don't think it's grown back, you know. I'm going to go for four.
Now, I only vaguely remember this. Is a Brazilian where you have it all off?
No, you get a bit, you get a bit left.
Oh, do you?
In a nice formation.
What, like a little...
Whatever you want.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Is it a bit like a hedge?
A hedge?
Well, you know where, like, some people, they put ducks in them and stuff, don't they? You can have shapes. Is it this? I don't know. I don't...
Yes, it's just like a duck in a hedge.
I don't know. I've never had a Brazilian.
I'm someone that doesn't speak.
I can't. He doesn't speak. Okay. So, Stuart's saying three questions. Becky is saying four. There's only one way to find out.
The best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's the pity?
So here's the one that doesn't speak answering questions about Brazil while having a Brazilian. The one that doesn't speak is currently on a stretcher. Hi, one that doesn't speak.
Hello, Scott.
Have you ever done this kind of thing before?
Never.
Okay, he has got his trousers off and the nice lady here is going to wax you. It's wax distraction. How many questions can you get right while you're being waxed?
Poke it.
Let's find out.
Does this hurt at all?
Apparently it's fine. Ah, the wax is coming. What is Gisele Buchanan in the Guinness Book of Records for?
Oh, God. Going out with Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, she's the world's richest supermodel. What is Ronaldinho's nickname in Brazil?
Dave?
Gaucho. What are the colours of the Brazilian flag?
They're yellow and blue and green.
Correct. The official language of Brazil is A, Spanish, B, Portuguese, C, Italian, or D, Brazilian.
It's Portuguese.
Which river flows through Brazil?
The Amazon.
Yes. And that is Wax Distraction. Well done, one that doesn't speak.
Thank you, Scott.
You now have one bald leg.
Oh, Jesus, look at that. Oh, my. Thanks for that.
Obviously, we used the voice changer there. There were three correct answers, so Stuart gets a point there.
Yay.
The best.
Oh, what's the curry?
Next one. Stu, if you could be any celebrity for a day, who would you be?
For one day?
Yeah, just a day.
Janice Dickinson.
Who?
Janice Dickinson.
Why?
Because she's amazing.
Did you see her on Come Dine With Me?
I did.
See, I do like her, but I just felt that that was a bit forced.
I don't care.
So, yeah, she is good value. Who would you be, Becky?
Noel Fielding.
Would you?
Yeah.
What, in the cupboard?
Yeah.
We went on to Stupid Street and we asked them the same question. If you could be any celebrity for the day, who would you be? What was the most common answer, Stuart?
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell is a good answer. Becky?
Posh and Becks.
They're not as one, they're two people.
They are if you say it fast enough. Posh and Becks. Posh and...
So that's your answer?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
The best. Oh, what's the curry?
So, if Stupid Street could be any celeb for a day, who would they be?
If you could be any celebrity for the day, who would you be and why?
Vinnie Jones.
If you were Vinnie Jones, do you think you'd get the ladies for the day?
Maybe a woman with a fetish for ex-Wimbledon players.
Probably Brad Pitt along those lines. So.
Yeah? How come you pick Brad?
I don't know, he's just got fashion. Sense.
If you could be any celebrity for the day, who would you be?
What's his name? I can't remember his name. The one from North England. Smart guy, knew what he was talking about. Yeah, that would be, I'd like to be him.
I'd be something out of Home and Away.
Who would you be out of Home and Away?
Fit one.
If you could be any celebrity for the day, who would you be and why?
I'd be Barbara Windsor for the day. That'd be brilliant, yeah. Definitely Barbara Windsor.
I'd be, I've forgotten her name now. Thingy in EastEnders, I'd be her sister. I think she's got a sister, but I'd be her other sister.
Which character are we talking about?
The one in the pub.
Barbara one says, Windsor?
Give me my pub. She goes, give me my pub.
So you think you'd be Barbara Windsor?
I'd be her sister.
Who's her sister?
Well, she's got one sister, but I'd be her other sister.
But is she a soap star?
Of course she's a soap star. She's in the pub.
Are you sure it's not her daughter's?
No, she's in the pub. Barbara Windsor owns the pub. Yes.
I've forgotten about her. So, we asked Stupid Street who, if you could be a celebrity for a day, any celebrity, who would it be? The most popular answer there was Barbara Windsor. So, no points for either of you.
The best. Oh, what's the curry?
Next one. Stuart, have you been listening to our show for a while?
Yeah.
I mean, not today, obviously, generally.
Yeah, I have.
How long?
About this time last year.
Oh, okay. What made you do the big switch?
I think I got a new iPod and got podcasts.
Ah, right, and that's when you discovered Scott Mills Daily, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember Timmy Trendy?
Yes.
He was fashionista to the stars.
Bang on trend.
He really bang on trend, even had a song and everything. Now...
I have that on my iPod.
You actually have that, do you?
I have that.
How often do you play it? Don't lie.
Every day.
That's not true. Not every day.
No, I haven't listened to it for a while.
Do you just put it on random and occasionally it'll come up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, the Scotland bit's the best.
Timmy Trendy did go through a phase of calling up other people just to give them some fashion advice. And he called a guy called Louis. What was his name?
Louis Mariette.
Louis Mariette, who used to be on Britain's Next Top Model, along with that lady called Huggy. Do you remember them? They're not on it anymore. But Louis was also a fashion expert. So, you know, Timmy thought that they could have a chat on the phone. My simple question to you... When Timmy Trendy called up Louis Mariette, darling, from Britain's Next Top Model, how long could he keep Louis on the phone for, Becky?
Minute.
A minute. Listen to the joy in Stuart's voice at the prospect of this phone call.
Oh, I remember it.
It's the first thing that's got him excited all morning.
I know. What do you think is the answer?
1 minute 20.
1 minute 20. All right, let's find out, Stuart.
Oh, what's the pity?
Here is Timmy Trendy calling Louis Mariette, another fashion expert from Britain's last series of Next Top Model.
Louis Mariette, can we help you?
Hello, darling. Can I speak to Louis, please?
Who's that?
It's Timmy Trendy.
It's who?
Timmy Trendy calling for Louis.
From where?
From Timmy Trendyville. I'm fashionista to the stars, darling. Do you want me to be more specific? I'm from Stoke-on-Trent.
Okay.
Is that actually Louis? I haven't got time to waste.
Yes, it is.
Louis, darling, you remember me? It's Timmy!
No, listen, can
it's
I...
It's long time no fashion speak, darling. Anyway, darling, I was just calling you to tell you I'm replacing Huggy. On the next series of Britain's Top Model.
You're replacing her?
Yes.
Darling, but the thing is, with those fabulously gorgeous Viking lips and the gorgeous, wonderful Huggy, it could be a crash course to disaster.
I was expecting a nicer reaction from you Louis, but...
It's a pre-warning.
Anyway, darling, what's bang on trend with you?
What's bang on trend? Well, at the moment I'm doing something quite avant-garde. I'm converting, let's just say, an 18th century bonnet into the 21st century using four crocodile skin foiled in silver, and then the actual bonnet is going to be covered with that, and then she's going to be shrouded with a veil that will be hand-stitched with vintage lace. So the lady will be encased and entrapped, and no one will be able to touch her, and she'll be of an essence of her own.
Louis, darling, that's just ridiculous.
Not really, actually. It's called avant-garde, but different.
What about this one, darling? Piano ties?
Piano ties?
Yes.
Yes, well, I think Elton John and David Furnish will quite like that one, yes.
That is a good one.
They'll be tinkling each other's ivories on that one.
Darling, I think I've got to go.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
Are you on Twitter, Louis?
Sorry?
Are you on Twitter?
Darling, I don't even go on a computer myself. I've got staff to do the damn stuff.
So have I.
God bless.
Bye, darling.
God bless.
I love that. So have I. It was an incredible 2 minutes 50 on the phone to Louis Mariette. The Timmy Trendy. Because they're the same, really. So, Stuart, you've won again.
Yeah, I could listen to that all day.
You love that one, don't you?
I do love that one.
I was actually listening to you and not the call, and I could just hear you going... Okay, yes?
That sounded so stupid.
So, can I call you tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. I'll speak to you about 7:40. Well, maybe wake up a bit earlier, so by the time you speak to us, like, you actually respond and stuff.
I got up at 7 today, but I didn't wake up.
No. All right, well, I'll speak to you tomorrow, then. High five.
High five.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, the Bjorn identity rehearsals are coming on strong. Some more today. I think we're getting our props today, aren't we? Because until now, we've been rehearsing without props. It's my one-man show. It's just me prancing about on stage, being Jason Bjorn, a trained CIA assassin who likes the music of ABBA. So you've got the story of Bjorn, but then you've got the music of ABBA kind of crowbarred in there. And actually, you'd be surprised how well the Bjorn story lends itself to the music of Scandinavian 70s band ABBA. Now, we've got some voices from people like Sarah Cox, Vernon Kay, Greg James, Westwood, Zane Lowe is on board as well. But they are all of those people are played by Rob the Boss and the one that doesn't speak, wearing masks of those people. So we've got the DJs to record the voices, and then Rob the Boss and the one that doesn't speak just wear the masks of those people. So, for instance, imagine there's a Sarah Cox mask on stage, and here is some of what Sarah has recorded for us.
Bye, yeah, don't point that thing at me unless you mean to use it.
It's an action scene, I think, that one.
I thought you
not
said
that
she
kind
played...
of action, I mean...
Yeah, she plays your love interest, doesn't she?
She does, yeah, yeah. So I'm kind of acting. I'm the only proper actor, as I mention a lot. Yeah. And she is a mask. Here's some more.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Wow.
Now, let me explain what's going on here. We asked Sarah to freestyle a bit, because obviously we need lots of different emotions from her, because it's all about the voice, because a mask is obviously a cardboard mask, so you can't really see much expression. So we said to Sarah, give us your full range of different emotions, darling. Show us your range. That's what we said, and she did.
Ooh. Hmm? Yeah. Ooh.
That is a range.
Hmm? Ooh. Ah. Yeah. Ooh.
See, this is what they do in all those Pixar films. They get Tom Hanks in or whoever, or Cameron Diaz, and they just get them to make noises like that, and then they can just fit them in around the animation. That's how they do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, this time. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, come on.
She sounds like...
There we go.
Is that one? She sounds like she's trying to round up her dad's dog off the farm.
That is part of a big action scene, actually.
What, that sort of action? Or...
No, just that bit there is... I can't really reveal too much. How is your show, your awfully good show, coming on?
You're such a liar. It says in the timeout, Becky's show is going to be awful.
No, what happened there was the thing that they were recording on ran out. So I did actually say awfully good. And then obviously their recording thing ran out.
There's a whole other half of the article afterwards about how the director's written two songs for Les Dennis and you're in safe hands. It's not like it ran out and that's the end. It just stops.
They might
there.
Have switched it around, Becky. Anyway.
You could have just told me.
So you're doing a tribute to some of the great stand-ups, Harry Hill, Jimmy Carr, Alan Carr. Today you asked me to bring a pink shirt in from home and a white shirt, which I've done for you.
Yeah, good work.
Thank you. And is the pink shirt salmon too salmon for you, or did you want it to be like more pink?
No, I think that's a good colour. That's
okay,
a good
cool.
colour. And I'm borrowing David Guido's maroon crushed velvet jacket for Al Murray.
What a show. Mm. Our afternoon show, when we're back on, will come from Edinburgh every day next week, 4 till 7. We'll bring you loads of comedians, loads of random acts that are on, some musical acts as well. You'll hear that all in the afternoon between 4 and 7, and then we've got to do our one-man shows in the evening. It's going to be great.
Oh, we forgot. Sorry, someone's just texted in.
Yeah.
Colin off of Ipswich. Apparently Grimmy is talking about you now on BBC Breakfast, about the musical. About
Nick Grimshaw is on BBC
your
Breakfast.
Your one-man show. We need to get him up. I love a bit of Susanna in the morning.
You have to wait for our TV to warm up. It's off the 50s. So, oh no, turn the sound off. Turn the sound off.
It is off the 50s. I haven't seen those really snowstorms on TV since I was about 3.
I didn't know they did snowstorms anymore. There he is. There's Grimmy on BBC Breakfast. Look,
oh, he's
I'm
done
not
his
being
hair
funny.
All nice.
He looks really nice. I'm not being funny, right?
Why would they be standing up?
Well, you know, like in the place that we're doing it, it's like a standing venue, but if we make everyone sit down...
On the floor?
They can... Well, no, we'll provide chairs. We can do some chairs.
And handcuffs will be...
Yeah, and handcuffs
what?
Will be...
What? Phil always lowers the tone. I'm
handcuffs?
Bill Turnbull there.
I liked it that instead of actually kind of getting the sound off properly here at the BBC, we just turned the telly up in the studio. That was really good. Hello? And
go, Rob. Sorry, that was a bit Moyles.
Look at the quality of that picture. Once again, we do work here at the BBC. It's
do
one.
You think there's an aerial?
One organisation. There's no aerial in that. Can you just bang it a few times? Don't. The snowstorm will come back. It's 8:50. Okay.
We're HD ready here.
We really are. Podcast. Okay. Podcast. Dear Scott, Posh Radio 4 lady, reading out what you say on email. Here she is.
Dear Scott. The other day, when Becky failed on playing some music and then apologised, you read out my text saying that we forgive you, Becky. I was over the moon. I felt so special that I was chosen to get my text read out. It made me so happy that I downloaded the podcast to edit it to just my text. I was going to play it to all of my friends and relatives. They would be so jealous.
Oh, you see, just one little mention like that, and that can make someone's day. All because you messed it up.
However, to my utter disappointment, neither Becky's blunder nor my text were included in the podcast.
What?
I almost cried. What can I do? I'm the laughingstock of all my friends, as I have no proof that my text was read at all. Please, I beg of you to present my email to the general public, thus restoring my amazingly popular status among my friends. I am willing to wash your feet, or something of similar dirtiness. Not that your feet are dirty. Can you also give a shout out to my fantastic granddad? I love him. Scott, my life is growing shorter by the second that you don't read this. Yours, desperately, Tom, off of Folkestone. P.S. You complete me. Smiley.
Well, there we are, Tom, off Folkestone. I hope that we've now kind of restored your faith in us. And also, I hope you feel a bit more famous since you were cruelly edited out of the podcast. Why was that, please?
We try not to put the mistakes in the podcast. I like to think of it as a kind of, you know, the best bits of the show, not okay. The mistakes.
Oh, okay. Fair
that enough. Sometimes means editing, you know, bits of us out if one of us does a joke and then the other one doesn't laugh or cut the joke out or.
Wow. So sometimes it's a
sometimes
must be
I
a
make
really
new
short
jokes
podcast.
On the podcast by like cutting two bits that weren't funny on air, cut them together on the podcast, hilarious.
Wow. Okay. Oh, I see. That's why so many people say when they can't listen live. If they're abroad and stuff, your podcast is really funny because you actually make it that way.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thanks for doing that. Really good.
No worries.
They are, Tom. Well, today's mistake that you made be on there.
What mistake was that?
The one where you failed to play the tune after the last one and there's a gap.
No.
All right.
I don't like to talk about that. That was the one that doesn't speak.
Next.
All right, babes. All right. What's happening? You cool?
Yeah, I'm cool, babes.
Where's that from?
All right, babes, what's happening? You cool?
It's from one of our listeners.
No, that's, All right, babes, what's happening? You cool? That's,
Professor Green?
Yes.
All right, babes, what's happening?
I know I knew it from somewhere.
I've recently started a new job, and now I've joined, there are now two Johns in my department. In the first few weeks, there was loads of confusion between us. Until one day, I mistakenly told one of my mates at work my middle name was Edward. Ever since then, I've been known as Jedward. This is not good. Please help. Can you give me a better nickname I could try? Love you. You complete me. Laughing smiley. Regards, John Manley.
John Edward Manley? I think... What's wrong with being called Jedward? There's absolutely no shame in it. Babes? So just go with that.
Would you want to be called it, though? Or would I prefer to be called Manley than Jedward?
Yeah, okay, well, just get them to call you Manly. That's a lot better, actually, yeah.
It's always a pain when someone... I remember how stressed the other Becky who works here got when I came and sat opposite her in the office. Caused so many problems.
Did it? Why?
Because every time someone said Becky, she turned round if it was for me. Yeah. And it was just... I think it gave her a bad neck after a while. It must be annoying. If you're the only person called that and then someone else joins, it's like, oh, God, not again.
Nicknames are annoying anyway. Let's not forget, I'm the person that was called Mills on Wheels for years. That's not funny, is it?
You hate it so much you thought you'd bring it up again.
Next.
I was waiting to cross a zebra crossing yesterday when a little old lady stopped to wave me across. I thanked her and proceeded to cross the road. I had only managed to get halfway across when I noticed the bonnet of her car mere inches away from me. I panicked as the car was still moving towards me, so jumped out of the way into the road. I turned to look at her and she just smiled at me and drove round me while I was still standing in the road. She was trying to run me over. Pure evil. Sophie, off of Salford.
Sophie, was she really trying to run you over?
I sometimes just think that nans and driving don't mix very well.
They don't.
My nan was amazing at driving and she used to go to church every week, park in the same spot. And one time she had an accident and crashed into the car behind and my dad said to her, why did you crash? Did you not look? And she was like, of course I didn't look. No one ever parks behind me at church. Right. And I was like, that is brilliant.
Yeah.
And nans and driving are amazing. Dad was just like, okay.
I think Sophie is thinking that because of that one incident, all old people are evil. And that's not true. She just, she wasn't looking, you know. She wasn't intentionally trying to run you over, Sophie.
No, you see, I disagree. I think old
people... Oh, right, so she was trying to run you over.
No, she that one probably wasn't trying to run you over. But I do think old people can get away with so much more just because they're old.
Of course they can.
And they like try it on with stuff and they're like, oh, but I'm old.
But they do know that what they're doing.
Yeah, they blatantly do.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be, like, really old and just get away with everything.
What's the limit? When's the age that you can start acting up a bit and being like that?
75, I reckon.
Not before then?
No, that's trying it on a bit, I think.
Okay. But once you get to the point where you're telling people your age all the time...
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the time. Excellent.
But don't think of all the things you could do, because your brain's not what it used to be.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Love it.
Well, I think I can wait. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.